for example, if I test only one unit and this unit test failed, I will look into the error message and to figure out the reason, and also I can debugging use React development tools and watch the console log message to fix this error.